my attitude to that is that as leaders, we should learn to tell our people the truth. The truth is that nobody can become president of Nigeria except you are accepted and acceptable to all sections of this country. And all of us who are political leaders could see right from the early part of this campaign that the presidential candidate of the CPC, and indeed the CPC itself, is a relatively young party. The strength of the party has not been established and was not established in all sections of the country. Politics is a continuous process. It's not the first time that you come out that you must win everything. So it's not a do or die affair. The CPC, given its relative age and all that, has done very well by establishing itself in a section of the country. But before you can claim leadership of a country as diverse as Nigeria, you must be able to spread, gain acceptability beyond a section. And that the party was not able to do this time around. If they continue to work within the process to pursue their ideals and then gain acceptance across the country, who knows? Maybe someday, you know, but the reaction and what is happening now in the country will not even help in that process of trying to gain the party cross-national appeal.
President Goodluck Jonathan has been re-elected to serve for another 4 years in office. What's your take on the outcome of this election?
It's a victory for democracy. It's a victory for national unity. And it is a victory for Africa. We have proven in this country that we can actually do things in a manner that is acceptable and respectable. And I think that all well-meaning and patriotic citizens of this country should be grateful to Professor Tahir Chega for the kind of credibility that he was able to bring to this process. And I think also that all well-meaning Nigerians should congratulate President Goodluck Jonathan for the tremendous job that he has done in holding this country together and in conducting an election that is accepted and acceptable to everybody who is reasonable.
For President Goodluck Jonathan, who has just been re-elected, what, in your opinion, do you think are some of the challenges that he will face?
I think that the challenges the president faces are simply the same challenges that has always faced this country. We need to establish discipline in our national life. We need to focus on our economy. To do that brings you to the same old questions of security, of power, of economic better distribution of available resources and available opportunities in such a way that every section of this country would feel a sense of belonging and also be able to make a contribution. I think that Nigerians have sent a clear message. Dr. Goodluck Ebele Jonathan was the only candidate in this election that was accepted across the country, north, west, south, east, accepted across the country. And so anybody who had been following the political trends in Nigeria know that no candidate becomes president of Nigeria except you are accepted.
As a senator-elect, and we know that very soon you are going to the National Assembly, what are those things that the masses expect of you and those things that you promise you are going to do, not just for your senatorial district, but for Nigerians?
I've always tried to put my impact, expected impact, and my contributions into perspective. I'm just a young senator. The Senate, as you know, is a legislative and a deliberative body. So it would be naive of me to come out to say this is what I'm going to do. And I'm not an executive member of the Senate, so to speak. But what I have always said, and what I will continue to say is that with the platform that my people have given to me, I am going to contribute to the conversation in this country. We are going to widen the conversation a bit. We are going to broaden the spectrum of what issues we deal with as a people. We are going to be able to use this platform to talk about the economy, to talk about the things that we ought to do that we have not done, that will create massive opportunities for millions of Nigerians. And there's a litany of them. There's a whole bag of ideas that we have not explored. There's also the fact that there are certain things that we have done before that have yielded no positive results. And it makes no sense for us to continue to do those same things the same way we have done them that has brought us no improvement so far. I'm a bit worried by some of the trends around, because we need to actually build a progressive consensus of change agents who actually want to see things done differently and are ready to make the sacrifices that will help to make things done differently. And then looking across the spectrum of those who have been elected into the National Assembly, I'm confident that there is hope for this country. And with the election of President Goodluck Jonathan, a man who has demonstrated a shocking capacity to be able to take hard decisions in the interest of the country, I think that we can make some good efforts this time around.